Three basic job search strategies you may be overlooking. When you're looking for a job these days, installing the newest recruitment app or learning the most popular programming language may be the first thing that comes to mind. While these tactics are valuable, it also pays to remember simple steps that the latest trends can overshadow. Increase your chances of landing your dream job. Apply these three primary strategies to your employment hunt. Enhance your communications. The internet has made it easy to apply for jobs and gather relevant information. However, you still need to communicate effectively both online and off. Number one, be professional. Understand the degree of formality expected in physiatry. When in doubt, address others by their last names and avoid using slang. Number two, proofread and edit. Be meticulous about your cover letters, CVs, and other materials. Read documents forwards and backward to catch typos. Ask a friend to look over your work so you can benefit from a fresh pair of eyes. Number three, respect the rules. Follow any instructions a potential employer provides. You may have a winning phone personality, but save it for later if they request no calls. Number four, prepare small talk. Interviewers often test your social skills as well as your technical abilities. Have some interesting stories and observations handy. Number five, research your answers. Spend time practicing how you'll introduce yourself and respond to common interview questions. Train with a friend or work in front of a mirror. Number six, connect offline. Seize any opportunity for face-to-face communications. A conversation over coffee is more memorable than an email. Attend networking events and schedule informational interviews. Use proper etiquette. Remember your manners even when you're juggling multiple applications. Impress employers by showing them that you're considerate and polite. Number one, do research. Respecting others' time is an essential part of business etiquette. Ensure you're a viable candidate before you apply. Number two, show up. Would you believe that employers are being ghosted, like singles whose dates drop out of sight? If you need to cancel an interview or withdraw from consideration, let the organization know. It's the kind thing to do, and you may need to approach them again someday. Number three, send thank you notes. Let others know that you are appreciative of their time and efforts. Send an email expressing your gratitude and summarizing your qualifications after each interview. Buy small gifts or pick up the tab at lunch when someone does a favor, like making a personal introduction. Number four, offer help. Give to others while you're waiting for your next position. It will cheer you up and strengthen your network. Pass along job leads to an unemployed friend or suggest a reliable vendor or organization you're interviewing with. Maintain a positive attitude. It's natural to experience some depression and anxiety during your search if rejections and financial pressure pile up. However, your success depends on looking content and happy. Number one, have fun. You'll be more productive if you schedule adequate downtime for resting and playing, taking your dog for a long walk, signing up for free Tai Chi classes in your local park, or curl up on the sofa with a bowl of popcorn and a funny movie. Number two, seek support. Let your family and friends know how they can assist you. You may need a ride to the airport or a sympathetic listener. Number three, stay engaged. If you're unemployed or underemployed, finding other ways to fill your time will meaningfully help. Volunteer in your community or at your professional association. Learn a foreign language or musical instrument. Maximize your opportunities by combining the latest technology with more traditional job hunt strategies. Strong communication skills, common courtesy, and a cheerful attitude will help you attract more job offers. I am Dr. Hassan, board certified physiatrist and independent practice owner. I help physiatrists start and grow their own independent practice so that they can achieve financial independence and live without limits. Please go to businessofrehab.com/contract negotiations to pick up the free guide to help you negotiate the contract after you kill it during your job interview.